Blog Talk Radio.
Glory be to God in the highest. Praise the Lord and God bless you. Thank you so much for being here with yours truly, Miss Marie, here on All Sons and Daughters Today. Thank you for joining me here on this Marie's Live Supplement Brunch for what the Lord has prepared for me to share with you in this awesome day. And it's awesome because we're alive, and there's always something we can give glory and honor to praise to God for. First and foremost is our health and our strength. And I am honored to minister this exhortation on today in celebrating the song of Moses and Miriam. And I tell you, the Lord dropped this in my spirit and gave this to me as I was in devotion this week. And I know despite what is happening in the world, it appears that there's not much we should be given a praise for, but there is, because when you have a Savior and you're saved you are have the blessed assurance of his promise of not only eternal life, but his protection, that is certainly something to give God praise and glory, honor, praise for, especially by way of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, I just want to quickly say that I am on air, but I'm not in studio. So if you want to be on the same page with me, on one accord with me, just mosey over to my Facebook and Twitter feed, and you can see the entire message in its entirety on my Facebook and my Twitter feed. And you can go to either bridewithchrist.org or Lisa Marie Virgin Reigns, or you can go to my Twitter feed. And I tell you, I'm excited to share this with you on today because, again, there's always a reason for us to praise the Lord. And what's a blessing, the blessing about being born again and being the sheep of his pasture and being preserved and being sealed and all that good stuff is that when times like this happen, we, first and foremost, already know because it's been declared to us by Jesus and by his word. And those of us who believe the report of the Lord and take heed to the report of the Lord are properly equipped. And I'm so excited to declare that here on this week's Rise Up and Brunch, like this week's shower, bridegroom shower preparation, which is what it's all about. It's all about preparation. And I've been saying that for years. The Word of God declares that. And in these times, it is a reality. You know, everything that we do prepares us and protects us for the next moment. So there's a lot that's happening and we can learn in this time of consecration. And one of the things I was thinking about when I was praising the Lord and thanking him for his word was if you're consecrated to God, which is what my name means, Lisa Marie, Lisa means to be consecrated to God, which is what we all should be if we're saved and born again, sanctified, which means set apart to use the glory of God, we have that protection. So just living holy, sanctification comes by God's holiness. And just by living holy and sanctified, we are protected because we have the promises of God and the assurance of God in his word. And I tell you, now more than ever, if you are a true believer, striding the fence, it's not going to happen, it's not going to work. We need to be totally, 100% all in and saved. Amen. So that's one of the things that John the Baptist, and the message he came proclaiming was prepare, repent, make straight paths with your feet. So that we could receive Christ who was coming to save us from the sin. So I'm excited to share Matthew 26, which is one of the scriptures that I promote and I declare as the bride of Christ, as a wise virgin, as the supervised pastor. And that is given to us by way of the parable Jesus spoke of the 10 virgins, 5 being wise and 5 being foolish. And as you know, if you have read Matthew, the 25th chapter, this is the parable of when the bridegroom came in the hour they knew not, which is at midnight, and the 5 wise who took heed within obedience, had their lamps filled and trimmed, but the 5 foolish who slumbered and slept when the bridegroom came at midnight, they were unprepared. And as the scripture said, there was a cry from the 5 foolish because they had no oil. And in asking the 5 wise for their oil, they said, no, not so. Not just no, but not so. Either at least there be not enough for us and you. And so the instruction was to go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. So this is the time where, the Word of God says, we should not come out unless we pay the uttermost following. So, you know, what we need from God, we have to get it ourselves. And the Word of God says that Israel would not offer to God that which cost them nothing. Amen. What I have been blessed with and anointed would cost me something. It cost me my yes. It cost me denying myself, denying my flesh with great pleasure. So that's the word of the Lord for us today for Rise Up and Brunch. Coming from Matthew the 26th chapter for us to be wise virgins, be wise sons, be wise daughters, by obeying the word of the Lord. As the conclusion of Matthew 25 concludes, Jesus said, "Watch therefore, for you know not neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man shall come." So this clearing calls for us to watch as well as pray and for us to prepare and get ready, because again, we never know what's coming. Just like we're in this hour of this virus, we didn't know it was coming, but as we prepare and obey and heed the instructions as much as we can rest assured that God's protection will be there. Amen. Now, the blessing of this celebration and celebrating the Song of Moses is for the Passover, because in this in the book of Exodus, we see where Miriam Moses was praising the Lord for his mighty acts in him departing the Red Sea so that they could cross over, pass over into the land of Egypt. And I was really excited about this, because now more than ever do we need praise. And praise is such a beautiful thing when we offer it to the Lord in truth, amen, in worship and in spirit and in truth. And the Lord God has a lot to say about praise. In fact, this month, Nisan, is celebrated by the tribe of Judah, which means praise. Hallelujah. And so one of the things that I was really blessed for in giving this is reminding me that regardless of what we're going through, regardless of what's happening, praise is always in order. And in praising God when we don't feel like it, or even when circumstances are contrary to how we feel. And that's the thing that I so love about my holy faith. It's not about my feelings and my emotions, although I have a great high priest who's touched with the feelings of my emotions and my feelings. It is my most holy faith, despite what I see, that gets us through. And in fact, faith is what's required in the New Testament. Because the word of God says, without faith, it's impossible to please them. I have a few scriptures before I get into Exodus 15 that I want to share with you that was really a blessing to me, and share with me about the importance of praise. One was what the Lord said when he said, "I will not rest until Israel is blessed and he fills my mouth with laughing and singing." God is very passionate about his people, and he's passionate about his promises, and he's passionate about his word and his judgment as well, because he also said, as it relates to laughing and singing, that he will laugh at us, or at one who, when his calamity comes upon him. So because of the disobedience can cause God's anger to be kindled when we purposely and deliberately disobey him and disobey his word, being his children. So God's personality is really, really real, and his candor is real, and his presence is real, which is what Exodus 15 is all about, which is why Moses and Miriam sang the song of victory, because they witnessed the act of God and what he did in defending them. And that's what I experience and you experience when God does justice and judgment for us. Amen. When he destroys the work of the enemy. And so that's just one scripture that he gave me. He also was sharing with me how important it is for us to remember that that the season that we're in, just to segue a little bit from the
Exodus 15, he was sharing with me the importance of birthing and manifestation. And that's really important in understanding the season and what we manifest. So in understanding the importance of birthing and manifestation, which is given to us every day and every season, the most important thing in keeping our joy and keeping the presence of God in our heart, to be able to praise the Lord in righteousness. But the Lord God says, love does not rejoice in evil. Love rejoices in righteousness. Let me say that. When the children of Israel and Mary and Moses was praising God, they were doing so in righteousness because of what God did. Based on what the enemy was trying to do, that the Pharaoh's army was trying to do against them. So let me say that. Our praise shall always be in righteousness and be in what God has done for us by himself avenging us. And that goes back to the Facebook post I put on yesterday about, excuse me, you have blood on your hands. Then God avenged us. And that's exactly what we see here in Exodus 15, where God avenged the children of Israel. He avenged his people. He honored his covenant. So what he was saying to me in the importance of birthing and manifestation is that in every season, that's exactly what we're doing. It gives us a new opportunity to birth something new. Now, the thing about praising God, whether it's in adversity or in peace, is that God is glorified. God is glorified. And that's what the apostle says, I glory in tribulation. We glory in tribulation. Amen? Because it's the glory of the Lord, and we glory in him and what he's doing for us. Amen? And so that's why it's important to be filled with the Holy Spirit and be have the power of God within us, so that and have the praise in our heart and be filled with the Holy Ghost, which is the fire of God. And when we praise God, that bursts up out of our spirit, and God is able to do the impossible. Now, back to what he was saying to me about the importance of birthing and manifestation in every season. He said that there's a brother that is born in adversity. And he was saying to me that a lot of people are birthing things, are manifesting things in adversity. And he said, that is not my will. He said, you shall be led forth of peace. The new covenant is about peace. The new covenant is about joy, the oil of gladness. And so he said, and one of the reasons why the enemy tries to come and steal our joy is because those who are, because of the seeds of Satan and the children of disobedience, and those who operate out of disobedience, he said they are born in adversity. In any and every day, birth comes from adversity. And that's not the seal of a believer. That's not the seal of a child of God. He said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So I wanted to share that because I thought that was really profound, him giving me that. He said, there's a brother that's born in adversity. And people who are always in adversity, a person who's always has something going on that's evil, got a lot of calamity going on, got a lot of drama going on, that is a sign, as I shared with you yesterday on my Facebook post, of a person that's under the blood curse. Amen. The word of God says he should establish us and we should eat our bread in peace. And quietness and confidence shall you possess your possessions. Hallelujah. So, again, the praise of the Lord and is very important. And praising God in righteousness, in his righteousness, hallelujah, in us trusting in him, hallelujah, will not only steal the avenger, but will evoke God's presence. Hallelujah. And that's the thing that, I was really blessed by when he gave me this this morning, when he gave me that, about making sure that you don't birth anything in adversity. Amen. So in order for us to be the wise sons and daughters, we have to be in obedience. The word of God says, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it do he meditate day and night. Hallelujah. So I hope that you are walking in obedience to his word, which is, again, by sanctification. Hallelujah. And one of the things that the Lord wants us to know and remember is that no man can come to the Father except the Spirit of God drawn, except the Spirit of God draws him. And if God is drawing us and he allows us to approach unto him, amen, we have to be in order. We have to be in order and do likewise. God does not draw us for us to do our own thing and the glory in his sight in our flesh. So, again, no man can come to the Father except the Spirit of God drawn. So, being when God draws us, it's because he loves us and he wants to reveal himself to us. Now, on to Exodus, the 15th chapter, because the song that Moses sang, as well as the children of Israel, unto the Lord, was a blessing. And just reading, hallelujah, what they were singing, the words, was awesome. And I was really praising God for what they were saying as they were giving God glory and praise. And in Exodus, the 15th chapter, for the sake of time, I'm not going to be able to go through all of it. But in reading Exodus 15 and what they were saying, they were praising God again for his mighty acts. Hallelujah. And the thing about knowing God, not only by his word, but by his spirit, having a personal relationship with God and how he shows up for you and how he demonstrates himself, is how he reveals himself. And this is what they were saying in the song. Hallelujah. In their song, in seeing how God triumphantly and gloriously through the riders and the horses of Pharaoh, how they were thrown and drowned in the Red Sea. So when we praise God and we give God glory, honor, and praise, we're giving him glory, honor, and praise for what he has done, how he's manifested himself. And they were singing the song of the Lord, giving him glory and honor for his strength and for his salvation. And I was really thanking and praising him for this, because in Exodus and him in the recording in the Word of God, this victory of God, the parting of the Red Sea for the children of Israel, and recording the victory song that was sung by his servant leader, Moses, and his older sister Miriam, is something that we do today. Amen. When God gives us victory, or he shows up on our behalf and he overturns things and he destroys jokes and he destroys things that try to attack us, we know how he does it, and we give him God for being God. So that's the blessing about knowing God, is not only knowing his ways, which is what they're describing and singing, but respecting his way, respecting him as being God. Now, he was in Moses and Miriam praising God. The thing that I was so excited about was not just Moses being a leader, but Miriam as well. And Miriam at this time was 95 years old. She was 95 years old when she not only praised the Lord and rejoiced in the demise of the Egyptians, but she also was a praise leader, a worship leader. And that's another thing that he was sharing with me and showing me as he was giving me this, that he's putting a fresh anointing and a fresh fire upon his worship leaders, a fire upon our worship and our praise. Hallelujah. And how she was an example to other women, being a servant leader, on how to worship and praise God. And she led the other women of Israel in the dance. Hallelujah. We need the word of God also declares we should praise him not only in singing, but in the dance. Hallelujah. And so when you have a lot to be thankful for, when God shows up for you and shows out, when he shows his mighty power, that gives us something to praise him for. And I tell you, in these times, he's going to do it again. He's going to show up on our behalf. He's going to hasten the remedy that we need for this plague. It's already happening. It's already being done. So the blessing and the takeaway for this is to praise him in advance. Hallelujah. Praise him in advance. And not only that, when we praise God, it's still the avenger. Amen. As I share with you on my information page, a merry heart do it good like medicine. Hallelujah. It does good like medicine. And so in praising God and being thankful, because you can't praise the Lord and give God glory unless you're thankful. And in being thankful and grateful, you have to know what it is that you're grateful and thankful for. And that in itself will make your heart merry. The Word of God says, laughter do it good like medicine. So it's hard to praise God, the true living God, which is good and love, being evil. Anyone who professes to know God, regardless of what religion you are, if you're praising God, you're praising God because he's good. And you recognize him as a God of love. And that alone will steal the avenger. It would cover us and protect us. So that's the thing that Miriam and Moses was doing at this time, in giving and singing praises unto the Lord, saying he's highly exalted, that the horse and its riders has been thrown into the sea. In verse 2 it says, the Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I'll praise him. The God of my father, I'll exalt him. The Lord is a man of war, which is seen in Revelation. The Lord is his name. In verse 4, he says, Pharaoh's chariots and his army has been hurled in the Red Sea. His best officers sank in the Red Sea. So I tell you, despite what comes up against us, regardless of the number of it, God will and has overcome it for us. Amen. In verse 5 says, the deep covered them. And so this season of Nisan, which means their flight, is to, and for us to really come close to God and to really get to know him and his mighty acts. And that's the thing that many people are missing. They're trying to go after God by spirit, quote unquote spirit, but they're not getting to know him according to his acts, his character, his personality. And God will only show up for us based on him being God, not being a deity or showing up based on what we make him, but according to who he really is. And so God showed up for Moses and Miriam because they knew who he was. Amen. So the importance of calling upon the true and living God and having a relationship with him is really important. I mean, even when I wasn't saved, just because I cried unto him, he showed up. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So calling upon his name, even though we may not know him the way we should or at all, he will show up. And so being a believer and having covenant with him, how much more would he avenge his own? Hallelujah. And one of the things I was blessing him for was the thing he was sharing with me about breaking the yoke. He said, in that day should a yoke be destroyed because of the anointing. And he gave me the analogy about something that I can relate to. And he was like, he was sharing with me, it's like an egg. When you crack an egg in the morning to make breakfast, unless you crack the egg, you can't get to the yolk. So God comes to send the anointing to break the shell, to break that thing that's hardened against him, hardened against us, hardened against our life, so that that which is inside can come flow through. Amen. And sometimes that means God has to break us. Amen. The word of God says, fall on me and be broken. If I fall on you, I'll grind you to pieces. So sometimes he has to break us in order to release what's in us. Amen. Or to release that that's within us that's not of him. So I just thought that was a beautiful analogy that he shared with me this morning about breaking the yoke by something that I was familiar with, which is egg, which I love. So another thing that he was sharing with me about about this Exodus 15 is that back in the book of Acts, when they were on one accord in the same place, how he came in like a mighty rushing wind, and how he, when they were sitting in one house or one accord, how he came in as a mighty rushing wind, and the Holy Spirit sat upon all of them, and they began to speak with unknown tongues. And he was sharing with me that this is a season where he's doing that, and that is evident by the weather. This is the rainy season, and this is a time where we can really see God's power and his holiness manifest in our lives. Amen. Exodus 15, in Aaron's and the prophet's Miriam's song, again, was saying after God did what he did. And so that also speaks of the testimony. And then they were able to sing this song and praise the Lord with the victory song after he did it. Amen. So we have to really be careful when God is taking us through many waters, when we're going through our trials and tribulations. We have to be careful not to taint what God is doing or hinder what God is doing by his Spirit. Amen. We have to know that what he's doing is creating a testimony. And that's all to share with you. It's important to protect your process, because the blessing of a testimony is one that is true. Amen. As the apostles often say in their writings, my testimony is true. And after he does it for us and he takes us through and shows us strong, we can tell it. We can say how we did it, how he did it for us. And by that testimony being true and by us sharing that testimony, we overcome. Amen. So this song they were singing was a song of overcoming. They had to obey the Lord, follow his leading. And the blessing part about this is that he did it by the leaders he chose. Remember, Moses was a leader and Miriam was a leader. And by their obedience, many were delivered. They were delivered. The children of Israel were delivered, and they were able to pass over. So that's really, really important that we follow the Lord's leading. He said he'll lead and guide us into all truth. Amen. So everything that we're going through is just a testimony. Amen. And it's going to be a testimony on how God did it. You can say how he did it, because he's doing it. Amen. And we can say it and share it in explicit details, just like the children of Israel were able to do, and Moses and Miriam was able to do. And as the scripture said, they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the testimony. Amen. So I'm really excited about what the Lord is saying in this season and showing himself strong on our behalf, I'm remembering his inheritance. He said, I will confirm my inheritance when it's weary. Hallelujah. And we can thank the Lord for just being there for us and showing us his hand. I'm sorry for that. I had to turn the music down. So. Now, the thing that he was sharing with me as well is again, knowing that, as he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you, but I'll be with you to the end of the world. And that's the promise of God. That's the promise of Christ, being the New Testament church. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us, but he'll be with us even unto the end of the world. The end of the world. And so my encouragement to you is for you to remain steadfast, unremovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, whatever it calls you to do, to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, knowing that he is Alpha and Omega, he's the beginning and the end, remembering that he's the same. Hallelujah. He said, I, the Lord, change not. Although we're in different times, this is a different world we're living in, he changes not. And so everything about where we are in this time and in the world is still good because it's even better because of technology. Amen. So I praise God for understanding that balance. I praise God for my dual citizenship. I thank the Lord for being the Holy Ghost, that he knows the times we're living in, and that's why he's God, because he holds time and eternity. Amen. And he knows how to get us through these times and the seasons and in this world and the worlds to come. And that's the great mystery of our God. I'm like, God, how can you know what's going to happen in 2030, because he said, I'm God. I'm God of all time. And everything is to be celebrated, science and everything. That's why I give him glory and honor and praise for the men and their giftings, people's gifts and talents that they have, they use for God's glory in solving problems that we have in the earth. Praise God for money, because money answered all things. And everything God creates, it creates for good. Amen. And for the answer. Amen. So I just want you to be encouraged in these times and seasons and know that he's our stay. And he's a present help in a time of trouble. And that although we are going through these times here on earth, that is a greater reward in another place. Which is heaven, which is paradise of God, that hopefully, prayerfully, assuredly that you will ascend to when our time comes to transition. So I just wanted to encourage you on today with this word and knowing that praise is coming to the upright and that God inhabits. He comes and sits in the midst of our praise. Hallelujah. And I tell you, before I came on air, I was really in a glorious praise to the Lord, and I was kind of discombobulated when I first came on. I was kind of tongue-tied because I was still in that anointing that he put upon me. And I still am in a lot of ways and still in a different place right now. But I'm praising God for this word on today and allow me to deliver it, and most important, you receiving it. I thank you for that. And know that God loves you passionately. He loves you so much. He came down in the likeness of sinful flesh, came down in sonship, and through sonship redeemed us through the blood of Christ. So I hope that that's prevailing, hallelujah, over your life, is the blood of Jesus. And I'm sure it is if your sins is covered. That's why it's so important to confess your sins and repent and turn from them so that the blood can work. The blood works. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And know that in this season of Nisan, which means our flight, he knows how to take us from faith to faith and from glory to glory in his express image. Hallelujah. Well, that's all the time I have for today. Thank you so much for being here with me. I will be back later in the week with more on what the Lord is saying in this time. I pray you stay safe, stay prayerful, and most importantly, stay encouraged. Hallelujah, stay encouraged. With that, I bid you peace, blessings, and much love. I will speak with you soon. Take care. Love you.